So, welcome everybody to the first By Faith Bible study. So, this was something that I had been thinking about doing for a few weeks. And my hope would be that when I first started coming to church, just started trying to get to know the Lord, I definitely didn't. I didn't feel exactly comfortable coming to church, for just a lack of a better way to say it. And it can be very intimidating walking into a church. And even if it's not intimidating for you, some of us just don't have the privilege of being off work or having the time squared away to be able to do that. So this is a place that I would hope that everybody would come. We could pursue our walk with the Lord, whether you're walking right now and you just want to join an extra Bible study, or whether you're just, you know, you feel the Lord calling at your heart and you need somewhere to start. My hope with this would be that this is a good place to do it. So you can come in here every Sunday. We're going to try to make it every Sunday between 7 and 8 p.m. Tennessee time, whatever that time is. And we're just going to try to have a quick Bible study every Sunday night. My church that I go to, we don't actually have a night service, so it's a good opportunity for me to be able to get on here and do these. But if you're listening, watching, and you don't know who I am, my name is Sean Maxwell. I am a full-time content creator, dad, husband. I kind of do anything, you know, for the most part. I'm a jack of all trades, but I am currently discipling and learning how to teach a bit better. This is intimidating for me sometimes, but just learning how to submit further and do the things that the Lord is calling me to do. So without much more rambling by me, we'll go ahead and get this Bible study started. I would like to start with a word of prayer. Father, I just thank you for giving us the resources and the time available to be able to get online and share time with one another. Even if not in person, we thank you that we're able to do it virtually, and we thank you for the gift that that is. And Father, I just ask that you speak and minister to the people that you're calling to, Lord, and that your Holy Spirit would move inside of this Bible study. And again, we thank you for everything that you're doing, in Jesus' name. So I thought it would be fitting tonight to start in the book of Acts. That's definitely not where the Bible starts, but that is where they start to build the church that we now know, the modern church. So in Acts, we're not going to start right at the beginning, but we're going to start at Acts 14, chapter 8. And so I'll go ahead and start reading it. This is Paul and Barnabas. They're out ministering in Lystra and Derbe, I believe is how you say it. So they're just out spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere that they can go. So starting at chapter 14, verse 8, it says, "While they were at Lystra, Paul and Barnabas came upon a man with crippled feet. He had been that way from birth, so he had never walked. He was sitting and listening as Paul preached. Looking straight at him, Paul realized he had the faith to be healed. So Paul called to him in a loud voice, 'Stand up.' And the man jumped to his feet and he started walking." So the first kind of point, the takeaway that I seen here was, what did Paul realize that the man had? Did he realize that the man had the talent or the ability to stand up or walk? Did he realize that the man looked like he would be good at walking? You know, it says that he had never walked before. What Paul realized that the man had was faith. And it's really easy to think that we have to have it all figured out before we jump into something. You know, this Bible study is a great example. I don't have it all figured out on how to have a Bible study or how to do it, but I'm faithful that God will see me through this. He will work in this, and it'll grow and progress along the way. I don't need to have everything figured out. And in your walk with the Lord, you don't have to have it figured all out. You don't have to have a million verses memorized. You don't have to be at church every time the doors are open, although both of those things are good things to be doing. You don't have to have it figured out. And a lot of times, not having something figured out intimidates us so much that we don't even take a step toward it. So, you know, was walking new to that guy? You know, had he ever even walked before? No, he had never walked before in his life. And it was absolutely new to him. So there's going to be things that we go through in our life that are going to be completely new to us, that we've never done before, that we don't know how to do. But God is going to call us to do those things. And that's the purpose that we have in life. A lot of times, so many people, including myself and everybody else that I know, you know, we have these ideas and God gives us these visions of things to be doing and these dreams and these aspirations, and we don't know how to do them. And it keeps us from doing anything at all. We sit, we think about it, and eventually, out of fear, we just talk ourselves right out of doing those things. So this guy, I mean, he had never walked before. The only thing that he had that was geared toward walking that Paul could see was that he had the faith to walk. He didn't ask Paul how to stand up. He just stood up by faith, and he had never even done it before. You know, Paul told him to stand, and he stood. And I think that there's something, you know, something to learn from that. I don't think when God calls you, you can't sit around and ask how and the details and all of this. And so often you hear people, you know, God gives them a vision and they pray, you know, I need to pray about it. I need to do this. And that's great. I think we should pray all the time. We should pray without ceasing. But how long can you pray about something, and how many signs can God give you, and how many confirmations can you have that you should be doing that before it kills out your fear? And, you know, with my walk with the Lord, it's been a 0% that he gave me all of the details on how to do something, how to start something, what was going to happen once I got there. You just have to go in faith, and he takes care of you along the way. So the takeaway from just those verses is, when God calls you to stand up and walk, just do it. Get up and walk. And oddly enough, you know, that's what we were talking about at church this morning, is just taking action on the things that God's given you. But carrying on, we're going to go to chapter 14, verse 11. When we're going to go from 11 to 13, when the crowd saw that Paul had done, when the crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted in their local dialect, "These men are gods in human form." They decided that Barnabas was the Greek god Zeus and that Paul was Hermes, and since he was the chief speaker. Now, the temple of Zeus was located just outside the town, so the priest of the temple and the crowd brought bulls and wreaths of flowers to the town gates, and they prepared to offer sacrifices to the apostles. You know, sometimes when God is working in our lives, you know, even before I knew the Lord, he was working in my life, and these things that were happening around me, the good things, the awesome things, the miraculous things, the unbelievable things, it was so easy for me to justify it, you know, either because of my works or the works of others or just other things besides God. It was hard to believe for me that it was God, and sometimes I still fall short of acknowledging, hey, that was God. That didn't have anything to do with me. I may have had the faith, and I may have worked really hard at something, and I may have spent a lot of time trying to do those things, but ultimately it was not me who made those things happen. It was God. So, you know, think about it like it was a chess game, right? So do the chess pieces win the games, or is it the person who decides where they need to be moved to? It's always the person behind the chess pieces, and God being our creator and the creator of all things, it's always him who's making these things happen. It's always him that's calling these shots and making the resources available to us and showing us the way to do it. We have stake in that, and we have to be actionable in those things, and we have to do more than just sit around like a, you know, a knot on a log, but we still have to we still have to acknowledge God in those things. Without him, nothing would be happening. So carrying on, we're going to skip a little bit down to verse 19. It says, then some Jews arrived from Antioch, and you guys forgive me if I don't know how to say this word or I butcher it, but we'll say Antioch and Iconium, and won the crowds to their side. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of town, thinking he was dead. But as believers gathered around him, he got up, went back into town, and the next day he left with Barnabas for Derbe. So, without failure, sometimes when we pursue things that have a great purpose, you know, we're going to get knocked down along the way. We're going to get beat up. Sometimes it feels like you take, you know, 10 steps forward just to get knocked 20 steps backward. And opposition can be tricky. You know, opposition stands up in our way. And I think that sometimes it's the enemy, right? Oftentimes we just say that, you know, the devil's trying to keep us from doing something, or, you know, the devil's really trying me. The enemy's hard at work today. I think that sometimes it's a test of our faith. I think that sometimes, you know, if everything was easy to do, there would be no pursuit. There would be no walk. There would be no challenge to this. Everybody could be faithful. Everybody could be saved. Everybody, and that's available to everybody. But without the faith to do it, it's very hard to continue. So these things provide opportunities for us to be able to strengthen our faith, to build our faith, to build endurance inside of those things. And, you know, the times that we're getting beat up, you can be exhausted. You can be exhausted, you know, spiritually, physically, and, you know, the ones around us, you know, much like when everybody was standing there and after they had stoned Paul and Barnabas, they thought that they were dead, you know, and there's a lot of times when the people around you are going to look at you pursuing something. They're going to look at you going after something. They're going to look at you face opposition, and they're just going to be like, man, he's going to quit any time. But we have to be faithful in those things, and that's what's going to bring us back to life. That's what's going to get us back up on our feet. And we have to get back up. And I've tried to get back up by my own strength more than I care to admit, and it's impossible. You know, you might get up for just a minute, but ultimately, if you're relying on yourself, if you're relying on what you know, if you're just relying, you know, 100% on you, and you're not doing these things through God, you're just going to continue to get beat up. You're going to continue to get it knocked down. And the thing is you're going to lose the faith over time to get back up. So we don't do these things on our own strength, but, you know, it's going to be because we've been beaten and we've been bruised and, you know, we've been defeated and stoned almost to death. You know, when we get back up, we can realize that God put us here and he made it a possibility for us to be able to even get back up and push forward on the mission he set out in front of us. So just in closing, on just these short few verses, again, that's Acts chapter 14. We went 8 through 19 pretty much. The takeaway for me in this is you don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to know exactly what it is you're supposed to do. I think it is very much you take a step in faith, and once you take that step, you figure out the next place that you're supposed to go. You figure out the next thing that you're supposed to do. And I think that it is going to be scary, you know, sometimes, and it is going to be a big challenge. It can become intimidating. It can become all these things. But if you know, you know, just like with Paul and Barnabas here, if you know, if you have that faith, if you've seen Jesus move in your life before, you know that there's nothing that he can't work through. There's no disaster. There's no hardship. There's no, you know, Paul spent plenty of time in prison. They were beaten. They were flogged. They met opposition the entire way through. There was never a time that they didn't. And you know, Jesus's followers in that time, I mean, they faced even death, you know, but it wasn't enough to keep them down. And with this life, it can get very hard. you know, we face plenty of challenges and plenty of obstacles and things like that. It can become exhausting. Sometimes it can look, you know, pretty much impossible to get out of where you are, to keep going in the direction that you're going, to do these things that you feel like you're being led and called to do. It can be, I mean, nothing short of exhausting. But just keep the faith. Just like the man that had never, ever walked before a day in his life, all that he had was faith, and he believed that when Paul told him to get up and walk that he could do it, so he just did it. And that can be transferred to anything that we're doing in life. You know, I get pretty lucky to be able to speak to a ton of business owners, a ton of people that want to open businesses. I get to mentor with a lot of people. There's just a lot of cool things that I get to do that leads to having conversation with people. And one of the biggest common denominators that I've seen that happen is people get super, super excited to walk. We're going to call it walk here, just like in these verses. They get excited. They've never walked before. Maybe they've never had a business before. Maybe they've never stepped out on a whim before. They've never recorded music. They've never, started this thing, took this class, read this book. They've never done any of this, and they get really excited to start. And they go into it, and for a second, they have the faith to they jump in, right? And they make the jump. But then when the first bit of opposition comes up in front of them, it just completely derails them, and it takes them off of their course, you know. And so I think if you can just come at life with the expectation that you're definitely going to have some challenges, you're definitely going to have those things that want to stand as obstacles in front of you. God told you so himself all throughout Scripture. It just speaks at lengths about either people that face challenging times or God himself putting out challenging things in front of people for them to go and overcome. They look impossible. You know, I think so often in Exodus, where the Israelites were trying to get away from Egypt, where they were enslaved, everything looked impossible that they had to go and do. You know, for 40 years, they go through the wilderness, you know, and when they didn't have food, God rained down manna on them, and that looked impossible. Everybody was hungry. They're, how are we going to eat? You know, and they're all asking Moses, like, now what? Now what? We were better off back where we were slaves, because nobody thought it would be possible. Nobody had the faith to think, oh, well, God will just rain down food on us. But that's what happened. And then as they go further through the wilderness and they get out of that and they're headed to the promised land, God walks them, you know, right in front of Pharaoh. Here's Pharaoh and all the Egyptians that come, and they're out for them. You know, the Israelites have ran away, and they want to bring them back. I mean, they were slaves. That was cheap labor, right? Cheap, free. I mean, they were just demanding a ton out of them. And all of a sudden, they walk right in front of Pharaoh and his entire army, all his commanders, and they ask, like, we at least back in Egypt where we were slaves, we had our life. Our lives weren't going to be taken from us, and now our lives are gone. You know, we're right out here in front of our enemies. But what happened was God led them right in front of that water, and then we know the story. He parts the water, right? He parts the water, and the Israelites walk through on dry land, and nobody thought that was going to happen. That seemed, that it still sounds impossible, but that's what God did. The Israelites, his people, walked through on dry land, and as the Egyptians chased them in, the waves crashed down on them, and boom, they were safe. They were headed to the promised land, and we are God's people. We're God's children, and just like that, when we face these big giants ahead of us, you know, we need to come from a place where we expect that our God parts the waters, that he brings down the giants, that he just does the things that are impossible. But with God, there is nothing that is impossible. But we have to have the faith in that. And we have to have the faith in that even when it looks like there's no good reason to have it. There's absolutely a reason. You know, Jesus confirmed that on the cross. He gave us a reason. He gave us an opportunity. He cleansed us of these things that we would have never won this battle alone. And so as you go out into the world and you hear God speaking to you and you know that there's these things that God's calling you to do, don't spend much time thinking about how. How am I going to walk? If God tells you to walk, jump up and walk. Just do it by faith. And that's all you'll ever have to do. But that is going to wrap up our first By Faith Bible study. I appreciate everybody that tuned in live and everybody that will tune in when we put this recording up. This is an awesome opportunity just to speak freely about God's Word, to speak freely about the challenges that is the walk with the Lord. It's not easy, but hopefully this gives a space that we don't have to feel scared, that we don't have to feel like there's a dress code. We don't have to feel like we're being judged. We don't have to feel like we have to know everything. I don't know everything, and neither does anybody that'll ever join in on these. Some of us have went a little further than others, and it doesn't matter. We're still all just trying to chase the same thing, and that's to pursue Christ. And nobody should be shamed away or not have the opportunity to do that. Not in the age of the internet where it's so easy to reach so many people just this quick. I mean, I can sit in my basement and talk to the world. So praise God for that. And I appreciate everybody, and have a good night. And we will see you next Sunday.